Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The King, welcome on in. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio, and joining us here for the hour, Howard Eskin. Howard, how are you doing today?
I've never had a bad day in my life.
I've heard that.
Fine day.
I've heard that before.
Walking through, Eagles introduced their new wide receiver. Nick Foles had his news conference, which I watched in Jacksonville. Yeah, everybody's happy. Well, not everybody.
No, we're freaking out about the running back situation.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, listening to John and Ike, it's like watching a gerbil running a wheel and just continuing to run in that wheel and not getting anywhere.
Well, you know what? That was like watching the Eagles running back situation last year because they didn't have any good backs last year.
Well, but they had injuries,
yes,
too.
Yes, they did.
Okay, so that was part of the problem. They didn't have enough running backs the Super Bowl year either, but they got a fourth game of the season, something like that?
They did, but they also signed a guy like Blunt, who I wouldn't want back now, but that version of Blunt was a pretty decent player.
And they'll find that guy. Those guys fall out of trees. Really, those guys, because and I don't know if the Eagles will do something before the draft. I would think that they would.
I would hope they do.
Yeah, but they know, it's amazing. Teams have already identified players that are going to be released by other teams. They have a pretty good mm-hmm. idea. And the Eagles are not alone in that evaluation. And they have to know, I would think they would have to know, that there's going to be some players out there. And when teams kind of identify what they want to draft, maybe they will start moving players because they know they're going to draft guys in certain positions.
And there is always the trade route that the Eagles could take. You know, they traded for Deshaun. They could trade for a running back. The Duke yeah. Johnson's name has come up from the Cleveland Browns. But Howard, right now, look, it's been a few days. The Eagles did some good things on Monday. Malik Jackson, we talked about it Tuesday. Deshaun Jackson, we'll talk about his introduction today. But I'm just shocked that both Ingram went off the board. 3-15, you could say that's decent money for him and for a running back.
Yeah, $5 million a year.
But then Tevin Coleman, who's younger than Ingram, 2 years, $10 million, only getting three in the first year. I'm surprised that the Eagles weren't in on that kind of player. Maybe they were and walked away, I don't know. But that's the kind of guy I thought, that makes sense for them.
I will say this. I believe that they liked him.
Okay.
But maybe the money, for whatever reason, didn't. For whatever reason, they couldn't work out something. They did like him. I don't know if they were going to sign him. And I don't know that you'd have to, you would lose a compensatory pick if you signed him at such a small number.
I'm not sure how the whole formula works. I mean, if they did sign him, they could have lost one. So maybe that's part of it. But at some point, they have to get a running back in here.
Like, they will.
They have to.
And I think they'll trade. For instance, now everybody whined about what they traded for Golden Tate. Trade of the third, they'll probably get a fourth back in a compensatory
pick
because of what he signed.
Just signed him a couple hours ago.
Yeah.
Boy, that team is just... The Eagles are lucky that Dave Gettleman's a GM in this division because the Giants are a mess. But look, here's the deal with the Eagles right now. 2 years, $10 million. Coleman goes to the 49ers. You have Ingram going to the Ravens, 5-15. The Eagles are sitting here without a running back. And I'd imagine based on what's left, Howard, they're going to be pretty quiet now. I don't think there's anybody out there worth giving a lot of money to now.
Well, when
it's going to be smaller things.
When teams identify who they're likely to draft, and we're so far away from the draft, it's still only March. The draft is not till what, the end of April?
End of April.
Yeah.
So over a month.
Yeah, so it's over a month. So when they start identifying those players, you don't know what could shake out. And I would think that the Eagles will do something in that area. I mean, there's some players they need. They still need a defensive end. I wouldn't be shocked if Vinny Curry comes back here. I saw Vinny at the Super Bowl. He just lives right up the road. He still lives in this area. And he does want to come back. He told me at the Super Bowl that he wants to come back here. So I don't know what kind of money it would be, but
couldn't be much based on what he did last year.
Right. Yeah. So he was replaced basically. But he would help them. And then linebacker, you got to look at. I still think they need safety.
Well, they had no depth there last year.
No,
Corey Graham played so much, and he couldn't play.
And they have no depth, and they don't have a lot of speed.
And we don't know if McLeod's going to be the same player coming off the injury.
Right. So you've got to Malcolm, is Malcolm Jenkins really a safety or a linebacker?
At this point, he's kind of a hybrid between the two for them.
Yeah,
he plays a lot up. But so, he also plays safety.
So I think you need some depth, depending on what kind of defense you play.
I wonder if that's a position they could take early. They haven't really drafted a safety. I mean, last year Maddox was a slot corner slash safety. I guess you could count that if you want. But they haven't drafted a real safety in how long? When was the last time they drafted a legitimate safety you felt like he could play?
Well, Nate Gary's a linebacker, but did he play safety
in
college?
Yeah, he was a safety at college. They moved him.
Right.
But the last time they took a safety, you're like, okay, this might be a future safety for them. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. So there's different things to do. There's really, and it's still only March. So in the end, it's still only March. They're months away from camp. They're months away from putting together a team. And then June 1st, I think teams usually start releasing some more players. Because isn't that when the cap really gets?
Yeah, that's when you can. I think if you cut a guy after June 1st, it's a different kind of charge. You're charged less on your cap.
Yeah. So those kind of things are probably going to happen. There's going to be some things that they do, but they still need to. Running back certainly is a position.
That's the biggest need right now.
Yeah, running back is a position. A linebacker is a position. Defensive end. It's just, I still think they need to add some depth at safety. So, but they're not going to trade for somebody unless somebody. I don't know how they're going to get it, but they really do have to make sure. And then they have to make sure when they draft, defensive line is big in this year's draft.
And Howie said that a month ago.
Yeah, and everybody that it's looked at the draft, but you can't have too many of those players, and. They're going to have to do something on the offensive line. Every team needs players. It's not a gimme. How about Michael Bennett? He didn't get a new contract, did he?
He's just playing on the 1 year left in his deal up in New England.
He's a big mouth. He kind of opened his big mouth.
Well, that's the wrong team to go to if you want more money. They're not going to just give him more money.
Well, yeah, but he didn't select.
Well, I know,
there.
Of course.
Yeah,
but he just happened to be in the place. They're not going to just hand out cash.
He just said, I want more money. I don't know what he's going to do because with the Patriots, he's not going to not show up at camp.
That won't fly with Belichick.
No, it won't fly. So it'll be interesting. There's still a lot of things that have to be done between now and the draft.
So you're not worried about the running back situation?
No, I got to believe they have a plan.
And I hope. I mean, I would imagine they do. It's just that they let two pretty good players just walk away. Like they could have outbid the Niners. I mean, 212 could have got.
Yeah, I mean,
could have got to Tevin Coleman here.
I'm surprised, but I mean, I'm pretty sure they liked him.
Maybe he wanted to go back to Kyle Shanahan, who he had in Atlanta. Maybe
that could be the case. And I think the owners' meetings start on March 24th, and all the coaches and general managers are there.
And Howard and you?
Yeah, I'll be there. So there's a lot of things that I would think could get done there too. Because they'll be talking face to face, and you meet the guy in the hall, and you go somewhere, and
a deal is struck.
Yeah, so it could happen.
So before we go to the phone lines here, I want to hear your thoughts on Deshaun and Nick too. But I'm looking at the Eagles' draft history. The last time they took a legitimate safety, so Nate Gary was a safety, but they moved him to linebacker.
Right.
It's listed as Jalen Mills the safety. They moved him to corner right away. The last time
I'm not so sure he might not go back to safety.
That's a good idea, actually. Yeah. I think he could be like Malcolm. He could be better at safety than corner.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, he could go back to safety.
I think he could do that. The last time they took a safety out of college, though, remember Ed Reynolds, the kid out of Stanford?
Yeah.
When Chip was here? Yeah. It's been 5-6 years now.
Yes.
Yeah, they need a safety. Let's go to the phone lines here. 888-729-9494. Jim is in South Philly. What's up, Jim?
Hey, how are you?
Good, Jim. What's up?
Howard Eskin.
Yes.
Howard Eskin. That's you took me down. I'm 47 years old.
Okay.
You took me down to meet Rodney Blake after we beat Villanova to shake his hand. And I said,
people don't remember Rodney Blake played for St. Joe's. Okay.
Huh?
You talking about Rodney Blake at St. Joe's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You, he had a great game against Nova.
It was a nice college player.
It was like 88, 89.
Yeah, so what's the point? So you were happy that I took you down to shake his hand.
Oh, yeah. All right. You still got to do the tough guy thing. I'm just saying.
No. I don't want to. I don't want to dwell on this because a lot of people don't remember Rodney Blake. And but I'm glad.
Yeah, I know,
I'm really glad. I'm
but,
glad you appreciate
but,
it. Yeah.
No. You. Yeah. It's a memory from my childhood of you.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, that's awesome, Jim.
Yeah. Right. I'm happy. Really.
Take me out.
I'm glad I
that's
could do
all.
That.
My focus is really that we need a bunch of bodies and what you guys were talking about. Literally. Our practice squad is, I'm concerned about our practice squad, and we still need like 10 to 12 more bodies.
Hold on.
Wait a second. This sums up why the Eagles are the number one team in this town and always will be. It is March 14th, and we are at 6 o'clock on March 14th, and we're worried about the practice squad.
Come on, Jim.
I'm serious.
That's why it's great. Jim, look, I'm with you on they need bodies. They need running backs here in the worst way. I haven't thought about the practice squad, though.
I don't agree. I think they need backups for some of the stuff that's there. I'm concerned about the medical
team. They got to get some frontliners, too.
We got to worry about the starters first. Jim, we appreciate
about the practice squad. And if I see Rodney Blake, I will tell him about your moment. Rodney Blake would actually probably appreciate that.
Yeah, I haven't thought about the practice squad yet today, Howard.
No.
I'm worried about the starters right now.
The practice squad. You got to be kidding.
On a day they reintroduced Deshaun. What did you make of Deshaun this morning?
I thought he handled himself extremely well. And I believe John Ritchie, and I think he's probably sorry he went so far off the edge.
I didn't hear him this morning, but I heard. So just to paint the picture, I guess Deshaun was he late? Was the press conference delayed from when it was supposed to start?
Right, it was delayed.
Yeah, I don't know
and
why.
I think the Eagles had told some people 10:30-ish.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of people that in the building that he had to see.
Moving parts.
I saw him. But somebody tweeted out, again, the toilet. On the internet is social media.
Not social, that, not media either.
It's not social, it's not media.
Howard Eskin.
Yes, okay. It's not social, and it's not media. And they tweeted out that he was late for his news conference. And when you read something, Deshaun's late again. So John was thought that Deshaun was back to, you know, some of the things he did before. I saw Deshaun at approximately 9:50 in the morning holding his child. So
he was there.
And it set off. But the point I'm making, and I think John was sorry he did that because he took a thought that probably lingered with him. But I think Deshaun is different than he was back then. I've talked to him over the years when they played Washington. I always tried to make a point to say hello, and we talked briefly before the game. Tampa last year. Was it last year they played Tampa?
Yeah, this week two.
Yeah. And I talked to him then and just try to kind of stay in touch. And I saw a story. He used to go fishing on Tuesday in the Chesapeake. I says, when have you gone fishing? He says, man, I'm changed. I don't go out and run around anymore.
So now you just fish.
He says, yeah. I got, at that time he had a child. I think he's got two now. He's got an older boy. And then I saw the baby. So I'm not sure whether he's got two, but I know he's got the one. But he said, yeah, now that I'm a father, you got to calm down. It's just things change. And when you get older, you mature. And now he knows that this is basically his last stop.
And it's his last shot to be part of something. Like he might, maybe he plays for one more team, but the last time he's going to be an impact player is this.
Yeah.
Last chance.
And he wanted to get out of Tampa so bad. I can't believe he couldn't stand Jameis Winston. I guess Jameis
Fitzpatrick was the guy he played better with last year by a lot.
Well, Jameis Winston, and I didn't hear this from Deshaun. I heard it from other people. Just Deshaun was open, and Winston just was not very good at looking at the field. So he couldn't wait to get out of there. But again, this is, I think he's more mature. Now he's a parent. Now he's, hey, listen, he's probably not perfect, but I really think that he's much better. And he handled himself extremely well this morning at the news conference. Basically said all the right things, and it was all good.
And I would think the Eagles probably feel the same way, like that he's worth the gamble on at this point.
Yeah, and they needed another wide receiver.
And he hasn't lost his speed. That's the one thing. If he had, like, if he didn't have that kind of speed anymore, he's not worth it because that's his game.
You got to hope he stays healthy. That's the whole thing.
He's missed six games over the last 3 years?
Four games, I think.
Maybe six games over the last two years.
But he's missed games at the end of the year. So that's, you hope that changes. But I think it's fine, and he's not the same guy, and people got to understand that. And I'm not asking to give him the chance, but I think people should understand that he's a different guy and not just go off the deep end like this is the old Deshaun. Because let's see how he
and to be fair to him,
out.
It's not like he left and got in a whole bunch of trouble. He didn't. No. You know, he went and played. He played well for the Redskins. He played well for the Bucs.
I can't believe he went fishing.
And now he goes fishing.
Well, he did. Well, down there at Chesapeake, so it's easy to get to go out.
Maybe we should set something up around here.
Yeah, right.
Periscope, Howard, and
well, you
Deshaun.
You could probably fish in the Delaware. You either get a fish or a body. One of the two.
Listen, you might need some help reeling it up. But yeah, right. Let's talk to Cole in Bethlehem. What's up, Cole?
Hey guys, how you doing tonight?
Good.
Hey, so my question was, what would your thoughts be about bringing in someone like Mark Barron to kind of do a similar thing at what Malcolm's been doing, and then shift Malcolm back to safety full time?
Well, I kind of like Barron now, but he's a full linebacker now. Like, the Rams moved him from safety where he was when he was young with Tampa, and from when I watched the Rams the last couple of years, he was just playing linebacker. So I think if you bring him in, he's a replacement for Jordan Hicks. He's a linebacker. He plays next to Brad. Yeah. I don't know if they'd have interest in that.
No, I don't think so, because Malcolm obviously likes to play up in the box a little bit too, because there's certain matchup problems. And you saw it. That's why he got so mad in New Orleans. That, who was it? The Kamara beat him on that touchdown. He just couldn't stay with him. So there's certain things, but I still think that, you know, I mean, you got two older guys at safety, so you got to find some ideas.
They need speed there. Yeah, and we appreciate it, Cole. Like, I like Barron. And the guy they brought in today, Howard, he is strictly a special teamer, backup type?
I think so. Yeah.
Pittsburgh player.
Yeah, some depth. He was out there. I didn't see
that last year with Corey Nelson. They signed a linebacker early last year, too, Corey Nelson, and then he never got off the ground. Did he get hurt?
Didn't they sign a guy that got hurt? Oh, my gosh, he got hurt in practice. Oh yeah, he was a linebacker, right? He was a linebacker. They did sign
Warlow. Is he back?
Yeah, I think he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they signed Corey Nelson pretty early last year. And people thought, oh, he's the replacement for Michael Kendricks. And then Nelson, he must have got hurt because we never saw him.
I can't remember what happened to him.
But this is the second year in a row they signed kind of an off the radar linebacker pretty early. We'll see if this one works out. 888-729-9494, #9494. That is how you get in. We'll come back. Your phone calls on the Eagles, the running back hole, what they've done so far. And we got to talk a little about Nick Foles. You watched the presser down there?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing, actually.
I did, too. It looked weird. Everything looked weird to me watching him down
there. I know.
There.
It's just Tom Coughlin overseeing all that. And
it was a strange thing.
Yeah, but Nick handled himself well.
He did. All right, we'll talk some Nick Foles on the other side and your phone calls. 888-729-9494.
You know what I want to talk about, too?
What do you got?
I want to see what your thoughts are on this shift.
Oh, Bryce?
Yeah.
The four outfielders?
Yeah, four outfielders. It's the weirdest shift I've ever seen, but analytics could be the death of the Phillies.
Oh, no. It was supposed to be what gave them life again.
I know. Well, it's not the death. I mean, Bryce Harper's still a very good player. But
no, it's going to.
Well, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. It will impact him in the 2019 season. 888-729-9494, Sports Radio 94 WI.
Howard Eskin.
That's right. Howard Eskin here with us. Joe Giglio with you. Sports Radio. Yes, it is.
Howard Eskin.
There it is. I was waiting for it. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Eagles free agency, as they do a lot on day one. They've been quiet since. Deshaun introduced today. And then Howard today, before we go back to the lines, Nick Foles was introduced down in Jacksonville, which He said all the right things, and he looked pretty happy, but it just, it looked strange seeing him in the teal and putting the hat on. It just, it didn't look right.
Nah, and then a different number, because we'll always have etched in our mind
nine.
Number nine because of the Super Bowl. Yeah, it did look strange, but it's a chance for him to be the quarterback of a team without worrying about going somewhere. He's going to be there.
And it wasn't like they gave him a 1 or 2 year deal and they're going to draft a quarterback. They are committing to him as their quarterback.
Yes.
Whether it's 2 or 3 years, they're going to, you know, give him to see what he has, but it's not like it's a 1 year thing. He's their guy.
No, right. And he is so transparent. He says what he thinks and he doesn't hide anything. I don't know if there's anything that I heard that I say, nah. Well, there's something I did here. We have great coaches here, but you got to say that. They don't have great coaches.
What are you supposed to say? Well, yeah. They have decent coaches. It was better in Philadelphia.
I think he used the word better than great. But anyway, a higher accolade. But that, yeah, I guess you got to say that. Doug Marrone will be there 1 year if they don't win. So the head coach will get fired. But other than that, everything he said, I thought he said the right things, said the honest things. Whether, you know, say they're great coaches is the right thing. But and I love the general manager. He says, we're always looking to get better. Well, who isn't?
Oh, was it Dave Caldwell, the GM down there?
Yeah, right. Well, who isn't? You're not looking to get better? No, we're looking to get worse or stay the same.
We just want to be exactly what we were last year. Yeah, we went 5-11.
What kind of stupid comment is that?
The one thing Nick said that I found interesting was that he had five, they talked to 5 or 6 teams. That felt odd, considering the market. Denver already had Joe Flacco. Maybe the Redskins. Maybe the Giants, if they were going to think about moving on from Eli. Who are the teams he was talking about? Maybe Miami?
Giants, and I think the Eagles and the agent kind of accepted the fact that they didn't want him to go to the Giants.
Right.
But they couldn't say anything about it. But I would think that they had talked about it.
Denver, I just can't figure
Denver
out who the
was
teams
his favorite
were.
Team when he grew up. But they had already, you're right, they already got a quarterback. Miami, possibly.
That makes sense. And
yeah.
Are they going to get Bridgewater? Because two days ago,
Bridgewater's going to resign. It was announced he's going to resign with the Saints.
So he just took the meeting with Miami, but he's still going back to the Saints.
Yeah. Well, he was worried. And the word was he's worried that Sean Payton's going to leave.
Go to Dallas.
Yeah, and go to Dallas.
Well, Garrett only has 1 year left on his deal.
If he goes to Dallas, the Eagles are in trouble.
I don't love Sean Payton the way some people do. He's a good coach.
I think he's a good coach.
Well, he's
may
better.
Not like his personality. I mean, I get along with the guy.
Yeah, but he's a good coach. He's not as good as people. He's not great.
I'll see him at the owners' meeting. He's not kidding about that.
Ask him. When are you going to Dallas?
Yeah, right. Well, he was there.
I know.
One time. Yeah.
Back in when he was young.
Yeah. So, hey, listen, he was the coach with the Giants when they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the offensive coordinator.
Kerry Collins was a mental midget. He actually turned him into not a great quarterback, but a good quarterback.
So, some of the stuff Kerry Collins did back in his day, if there was social media back then, I don't know if he would have stayed as a starter.
Yeah.
He did some not great stuff.
So, but Bridgewater's going back to New Orleans.
Maybe Miami.
Yeah,
the Foles
Miami, yeah.
I was just trying to figure out, where would he, who would want? I didn't think there were 6 teams in the market for a veteran quarterback.
Who are we thinking about with somebody? They've committed, the Tampa's committed to Jameis Winston, and I have no idea why.
Foles would have been, I think Arians would have been good for Foles.
Oh, terrific. And he would have been good.
Throw
there.
The ball down the field.
Yeah,
push. Yeah.
For whatever reason, they're going to keep Jameis, because they could have gotten rid of him. So that could have been a possibility. I don't know that it never really got that far. Yet I'm trying to think of other teams. I can't think of, but there's teams, there's all kinds of teams that need quarterbacks. So, but he wanted to go, to a team that certainly would run the offense that he wants to run.
And DeFilippo's there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a team that has talent on defense. You know, if he does well,
they got to get him some wide receivers.
Yes, but they should win some games just based on the defense and having him. 888-729-9494. Let's take this phone call, and then we'll talk about this Harper stuff with the shift. Brian in Doylestown. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, lots of talk about getting a running back, and I really think, given the Giants' fire sale going on right now, the Eagles should do everything they can to get Saquon back to Pennsylvania where it belongs.
No.
Yeah, stop. Look, I'd love the idea of it, Brian, but I just can't imagine, for as dumb as the Giants are, if they trade Saquon Barkley now, it just shows they have no idea, they have no plan for their football team.
Well, no, I wouldn't be opposed to them if I were them to trade him, because you can get some really good picks, but the Eagles aren't going to give up all those picks for a running back.
What could they even ask? Like last year, well, Josh Rosen was the 11th pick, and the Cardinals might only get a third for him.
I think two number ones where you flip-flop. Well, you can't flip-flop.
Well, you could flip-flop one, and then you give another one.
Yeah.
So you're saying so the Eagles give 20. Because Eagles are higher, they wouldn't want to flip-flop.
Yeah, they wouldn't want to flip-flop and figure something
out. I'm not giving up two ones for a running back.
No.
For today.
What's that?
Right? They got Deshaun back. If they're building for today, for something in the next year or two or three, then I think that would be a huge investment, well worth the money. His jersey sales alone would pay for him.
Yeah,
but it's not about him not playing well. It's about what you have to pay to give him in terms of picks.
Well, here's such a misconception. And people would say... Oh, it's like with Harper. Oh, well, the jerseys will pay for him. They'll sell a lot of jerseys. Let me just tell you, unless that jersey is sold in their store, and you can get them online, you can get them all over the place, the NFL or any league shares revenue with the money made because of licensing with jerseys. So the only money you would make, let's say the Phillies with Harper, to use that as an example, sold 500, let's say 500 jerseys, which I think is high.
Right.
Okay, 500 jerseys that they got in their store. It still doesn't come close to paying what you're paying for them. So people have this misconception, oh, jersey sales alone. Jersey sales don't make it for the team because everybody shares in the licensing within the league.
It's shared.
Yeah, it's shared.
Yeah. Well, for a winning attitude, I think it would well worth investigating.
Are you a Penn State guy?
I am.
Okay,
well, I'm not a graduate, but I put a couple kids through there.
Okay, well, that's the problem.
Listen, even if you're not.
And he's also the best back in the league.
He's a great player. He's a great player, and he has a chance to be a great player. But yeah. And, Brian, we appreciate it. Howard, I'm not trading two number one picks for any running back.
No, but that's what you'd have to trade for him.
If they want to give him away, sure.
Yeah.
I'll take him.
They used the second pick in the draft, which was a mistake.
Yeah, they should have taken a quarterback.
Yeah, they should have taken Darnold. And then they wouldn't have to. And then they could have gotten a running back somewhere else.
That organization has done everything for the last year just completely backwards.
Yep.
They should have never re-signed. If they felt this way about Beckham, that they thought he was, you know, a mistake, and then why'd they sign him last year?
Yeah.
They have $16 million in dead money on their salary cap because they just traded one of the better receivers in the NFL. I mean, the Eagles should just be counting their lucky stars. They get to play the Giants twice a year and the Redskins twice a year. The only competent team in the division, Howard, is the Cowboys. And they make mistakes, too.
Yeah.
They're the only ones you feel like, all right, that's a challenge.
Yeah, but as long as they have that quarterback, they can't.
Right, they're only so much of a challenge.
Right. And let's see how good Saquon Barkley is with a team that sucks.
There's going to be eight guys in the box against him every time.
Every time.
Though they did sign Golden Tate today, but that's not the same caliber of player.
He doesn't have the speed.
No.
He'll catch the ball, but he doesn't have the speed.
All right, Howard, you wanted to touch on the Bryce Harper shift stuff that's going on.
Only because it's so...
Four outfielders.
So different. But here's the way they put the four outfielders in there. I just saw the picture today. Whoever's playing left field, I don't know if it's a third baseman or the left fielder, whoever's playing left field, playing close to the line and left, and then they spread out the others, but they give them a lot of the right field line in the outfield. But then the infield has the shortstop pretty much behind second base, and then you have the second baseman and the first baseman. So the infield is shifted to the right side.
Yep.
The outfield is shifted to the left side. I hope Bryce Harper doesn't get frustrated because I can see after a few games of that and the media comes in, he says, you say, you worried about not getting hits? Is it the shift? And they start questioning him about that. And if that happens, I can see him being a little impatient.
I can, too. I mean, he already said he doesn't want to see it anymore, and this was in spring training. And I didn't hear him say it, so maybe he was kidding around. But the quote read as, yeah, I wish they didn't do this. Well, they're going to keep doing it.
The Phillies love analytics. Well, now teams are using it against them.
As they should.
Yes, right. And I don't this nonsense of outlawing the shifts, how do you do that? Well, the umpire says, no, hey, it's center field. You're over too far. You can't be over that far. And they say to the shortstop, you can't play behind second base. You got to be on this side of second base. How can you tell them where to play? It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. They are major league ball players. They have a ton of talent. And if you have to take a single by bunting the third or slapping the ball to third, then you take it and you get on base. And the Phillies love on base percentage. What's the difference between a walk and a single. You love it. And then you got Reese Hoskins coming up with a man on base. He has got to suck it up and just say, you want to play me like this? This is what I'm going to do. And this is what you should do.
And if he doesn't, here's the reality of it. His batting average will suffer.
Yes.
He will go. He's a 279 career hitter. He had 249 last year. If he doesn't adjust, he's probably never going to hit higher than 250, 260 here.
Yeah.
That's just the reality. If teams know where he's going to hit the ball, they're going to put players there. And Howard, we're in the same. I'm on the same side of you with the shift stuff. If a team knows where you hit the ball all the time, they're going to play people there. It's like, imagine in football if you told a defense, you can't play prevent on 3rd and 25. Why? Well, it's not fair because they're going to throw the ball. Well, you know, then just you could do what you want.
He doesn't hit a lot of triples. I saw the numbers, and it's amazing. He's hit a lot of doubles, but I guess he just doesn't feel like, or he doesn't feel like he can get the third. But now they're going to take away his doubles. And so
walks and home runs.
It's going to be ridiculous.
110 walks and 40 home runs. He does that. I don't think anyone's going to care what the other at-bats look like.
I don't think he's going to hit 40 home runs.
38. He's going to hit more than 35.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. The over-under in Las Vegas is still 32.5 or 30.
Feels very low.
Okay, it sure does. You know, they're not in the business of losing money out there.
Feels low.
I know. I would not bet the over. I don't know if I would take the under, but that would be a bet that I would stay away from. I would not take the over. I think Reese Hoskins, and I said this weeks ago, will have more home runs than Bryce Harper this year.
Well, Reese will have guys on base. That means more fastballs. And he will have a guy in Real Muto behind him, which means protection.
Yeah. Yeah.
Reese could have a great year.
Yeah, I think he's going to have more home runs than Harper. And if Harper starts to get frustrated, last night, and we've talked about, we know he's not a good defensive outfielder. Last night, they said when he broke the wrong way on the ball.
It didn't sound good. It wasn't on TV. We were listening here last night.
Right.
It didn't sound good.
I heard it too. And they said, well, you know, the sun was peeking through. Peeking through? Okay. But
it might be good that when it wasn't on TV last night.
But you're going to have to, you're going to live with that because you're going to live with that with his offense. He's got a great arm, but he's got no assists in right field, basically.
I hope he gets one on opening day just so he can say he got one.
You know what? I hope he does too.
Just so we get that out of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, 888-729-9494, #9494 on your AT&T Verizon Wireless Subs. We'll come back. Your phone calls.
Joe, aren't you worried about the analytics screwing the Phillies?
Listen, they'll give it right back. It works both ways.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
But they signed this player knowing this.
They didn't know the teams were going to do this.
No, but they had to see what other teams see. He hits the ball either in the air to right field or on the ground to in the air. Yeah, I mean, in the air, he hits the ball everywhere. But on the ground, he only hits to the right side.
Yes.
They know it.
He doesn't pull the ball in the outfield.
Never.
I know.
It's over the wall.
I'm fascinated by this, that it just started.
I'll tell you, though, Hoskins does the same thing. I think Hoskins might be a candidate to have this happen to him, too. He does it the other way, as a right-hand hitter. Back-to-back shifts, and everyone's going to lose their mind. 888-729-9494. That's how you get aboard. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Howard Eskin.
Howard Erskine.
Eskin, Erskine, and Gilio. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Sounds like a law firm, Howard. Maybe one that could help you with your class
Erskine,
action
Eskin, and Erskine.
All the Erskines and Eskins. You can go sue. Well, what are you going to sue? The USC?
Are
you going to get your...
There's a class action suit.
At Stanford,
that
right?
People are bringing against Stanford. I want to find an attorney or join in a class action suit against USC.
You want to know what their law firm's tagline would be?
I am not a peasant.
I think that Erskine,
Eskin, Peasant, and Erskine.
All right, before we get back to the phone lines here, Howard, we have a piece of news to bring along with the pertaining to an ex-Eagle now. You put up another photo today of the road. Are you getting the job done? You getting the road fixed out over in Delaware County?
Oh, yeah, you saw that.
Yeah, I see it.
Well, they did. They did a good part of 352 in Delaware County from Route 1 to Pennell Road. They did a good part going north. But south, it's like the Grand Canyon. I mean, the potholes. Do you see the pictures I put up?
Yeah,
on
I see
them. Really?
I mean, you've gotten some traction last time you tagged these people.
Yeah, we'll see. Somebody tweeted that they're working on other things and they're going to get to that. Well, it's bad. And I saw a story last night that it was in Ohio. Some woman was charged with reckless driving because she swerved away from a pothole.
How is that reckless driving? She's trying to avoid
the
a pothole.
The cop didn't buy it, so they gave her a ticket for reckless driving because she swerved away from a pothole.
So you're just trying to stop people from getting ridiculous tickets.
Well, I'm
and
trying
people
to,
safe.
And people, yeah. Well, and save the money, rims, tires, running into somebody, you hit the pothole.
Aggravation.
And there's no barrier in the middle of the road, so you could cross the road when you hit the pothole and hit somebody else.
Not good.
No, and they've got to take care of it. It's you just put a truck in there. You just whatever you do, it's just you spray the asphalt in there, and then you take care of it down the road. You got to deal with this.
I noticed you put some arrows that look like a telestrator on an NFL game. Are we going to see more of that?
Sure, why not? It just it highlights the area, and I shaded the picture so you could.
I could see that. Yeah, it was actually pretty good work here. I didn't think you had this in you. Maybe when you go and you attack the weather people, you could point out where it's not raining, where it's not snowing. Yeah.
So you didn't think I could illustrate?
No,
an illustrator
I didn't
on Twitter, huh? With the markers, and I used a nice color. I had a choice
yellow,
between
yeah.
colors. So I used a nice color.
You got a lot going on here. All right, Howard, let's hit this. So we have 94. This is big breaking news. 94 WIP breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. The Eagles have lost a wide receiver, Howard. Jordan Matthews signing with the 49ers.
Great guy, but it's not a big deal. And you're going to get a call somewhere tonight. It's going to be really upset that they should have locked him up.
The Jordan Matthews fan club?
Well, yeah, they should have locked him up rather than Aguilar. John Mark said they should have kept Jordan Matthews instead of Aguilar. He's not the same receiver.
No, well, I think Aguilar is much better, but it is interesting. He's at $9-something million. How much do you think Matthews is going to make? One, two? It can't be much more than that.
Probably
three?
$1.5 million.
Yeah.
Plus incentives, maybe. Yeah, but you still got to have ability on the field. You just can't say, well, this guy's cheaper. And let's take him.
I'd rather have Aguilar, too. I just wish Aguilar wasn't getting paid as much money.
Yeah, but there's nothing you can do about it. It's just his numbers aren't bad. They're actually good, not great. Not like he was 3 years ago where he dropped passes. He did a good job 2 years ago when they went to the Super Bowl. Did a really good job.
He was excellent really down the stretch. And in the Super Bowl, he had 9 catches.
So he's got it in him. And last year, I think by bringing Golden Tate in there, it kind of screwed things up. They wanted to add a wide receiver.
Well, they were both slot
same
guys.
Both the same position. So, and I think Aguilar is better than people give him credit for. And nowadays, look at what wide receivers are signing with. They're all getting $9 million. They're all getting $9 million.
That feels like the going rate, $8 or $9 million for anyone.
Exactly. So if you get rid of him, you're going to have to sign another guy with that ability at the same number.
The one thing that is interesting, they're not committing to him. He's on 1 year left on his deal. It's the fifth-year option. Why not? If they re-sign him, they could probably smooth the number down. So even if they gave him 3 years, it'd be 5 or 6 on the cap.
Yeah, but here's what I think they could also do. Keep their options open. If there's somebody available, you have plenty of time to trade people. Plenty of time. So I think they could have an option and trade him, whether it's a running back with another wide receiver, whatever the case. The wide receiver wouldn't be as good. But to trade him to get something, maybe get another pick, whatever.
Yeah.
He was a first-round draft pick.
He was. And at times he's shown that ability. He's shown why. At times he has. And it's why he's not re-signed and not long-term anywhere yet. Jabbo and Horsham's up next. What's up, Jabbo?
What's up, King and Joe?
What's happening?
How about Horsham stepping up at the McGurk's the other night, huh? Pretty nice.
We enjoyed our time there.
Yeah.
Good place.
It was nice.
It was a great time, yeah.
My golf club's right down the road, too.
Exactly.
Commonwealth is a nice place. I just, maybe I could have, next time I play golf, I could go eat at McGurk's and then go over and
there you
play
go.
Golf.
You might as well now.
Exactly,
they know you there.
Yeah.
Well, next time you play Commonwealth, invite me over. That's gone.
Sure.
McGurk's and Jabbo and golf.
Hey, Jabbo. Let me grab a pen. I got a pen. Give me your number. Give me your number.
Howard Erskine.
You got my number right there. It's on the board.
I don't have it on the board.
March Madness.
I am not a peasant.
Want to break it? What's that?
Nothing.
I want to break it up a little bit here. Get away from football for 5 minutes.
First of all, I don't consider these conference tournaments March Madness.
No.
It starts next week. Next week.
You got teams that are 10 games under 500. I mean, it's a joke. It is.
ACC. Come on.
No, it's a joke. It's a joke. Teams that are 10 games under 500 shouldn't be playing in any kind of tournament. But it's all for the money. It's just NCAA, whether it's cheating on admissions and paying people with bribes, whether it's the NCAA cheating and paying players, the NCAA sports-wise is the most corrupt organization in the United States of America.
All right, well, how about this angle? It gives everybody a chance to make the big dance.
Okay. All right.
There's 300 teams.
Yeah, right. It gives everybody a chance. Should a team, I'll take LaSalle and St. Joe's.
Okay.
They were both, how many games under 500?
A lot. Right.
Should they be in the NCAA tournament just because they win their tournament? Should they be? What happened to
then you might as well get rid of the conference tournament. What are you doing it for?
Well, what about a full body of work? A full season? Why play the entire season? St. Mary's got in, but at least it won't screw Gonzaga.
Right, because they're the number one team in the country.
Belmont won't get in, but they won their conference during the season. That's not fair. What are you playing for the season for? Just to get a one seed in your conference tournament?
If you're a 30-win mid-major or bottom kind of conference and you lose, like Belmont, you're not going to make the tournament.
I know. That's terrible. I mean, what do you play the entire season for?
You could also say just don't lose.
Well,
if you don't lose.
You could have one bad game. It's not fair. And it's
Excuse
a joke.
Me, can I get involved in this conversation here? Or are you guys going to talk amongst each other?
You started getting.
You set us up there, Jabba. Yeah, we're trying
Come
to
on,
get
man,
Jabba,
man,
give it, Howard it, your number and you go play golf with him.
Okay. So your point is what?
My point is that you just said Belmont's not going to get in. I bet you Belmont does get in.
I'm not so
even
sure.
Even though they didn't win their tournament.
Hey, if they get in, Temple doesn't. Temple should get in.
Why should Temple get in?
Because they had a really good season.
What was their record?
They had won 23 games.
Okay. Playing in what conference was that?
What's that?
What conference they play in?
I don't care. I mean, it's just.
You don't care?
Yeah, I don't care because that's what they're dealt. They're in that conference. Wait a minute.
That's
they had three teams in the top 25 in that conference.
It's not an awful conference.
I think they beat two or three teams in the top 25 during the season.
I don't know about two or three. Maybe Houston.
Well, they beat two. It wasn't Cincinnati in the top 25 when they beat them? UCF was 25th when they beat him on, was it Saturday? Come on, man, get up on it.
It's not a bad conference. The AAC is the conference. It's not that bad.
Okay.
All right.
I got you.
Are you settled down there?
You good now, Jabba?
No, not really. Do you think Gonzaga's going to be a one seed?
Yes.
Yes, even though they lost, they're going to be a one seed.
Yeah, and that's the joke, too.
I will take that bet with both of you.
You know what? Here's what I think we should do. I have a new idea. Jabba, we appreciate the call. I think after hearing that the most corrupt organization in America is the NCAA, your class action lawsuit, the March Madness stuff, you should run the NCAA.
They wouldn't want me.
You could sell reform.
There would be 30 to 40 schools that wouldn't make the tournament because they'd be on probation.
The judge, jury, and executioner, Howard Erskine.
Howard Erskine.
Howard Erskine.
All right, Howard, you'll be back on Saturday morning?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. I will. And we'll talk about what teams should be in and what teams should be out.
And you're going to tell everyone to calm down about the Eagles and the running back situation?
Yeah, I'm going to calm down. I'm not the gerbil in the wheel just going around and around.
All right.
They'll get somebody. I really believe they're going
to
get somebody.
Well, they have to because right now it's me and you back there.
But I believe it people should relax. And I really do.
But that's not what we do. We don't relax.
And if Belmont makes it, Temple could get screwed.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And Temple should make it. They should make it. They really had a good year, and they beat some teams. But Belmont, and what was the record of the team that beat them? Do you know?
I don't know.
It's probably not that great.
Well, I mean, it was a team in that conference that wasn't any good.
Yeah, I know, and that's disgraceful. So
Belmont out. Howard out. He'll talk to you on Saturday. 888-729-9494.
Lori Loughlin, or Locke, whatever her name is, Loughlin.
And Becky.
She's out of the Hallmark Network. Couldn't happen to a nicer, pure person on the whole.
Yeah, she might be out of society soon, too. 888-729-9494 to hop in.
Hey, wait a minute. Did you hear her child was on the yacht of the president of USC?
See, this is why you got to head up the NCAA.
What the hell is going on around here?
I don't know. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.